Listening Library presents Who is Kamala Harris? By Kirsten Anderson. Read for you by Andia Winslow. Who is Kamala Harris? On August 11, 2020, a U.S. senator from California named Kamala Harris tweeted, "Black women and women of color have long been underrepresented in elected office, and in November, we have an opportunity to change that. Let's get to work." 3 hours later, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden tweeted, "I have the great honor to announce that I've picked at Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants, as my running mate." Kamala Harris, the senator from California, had been selected to be the Democratic candidate for vice president. She was taking the opportunity to make the change she had just talked about. The choice made sense in many ways. Kamala was an experienced politician. She had won several races for public office in her native California. She knew how to campaign, and she agreed with Joe Biden on many issues. But even in 2020, his choice of Kamala was a bold move. There were still people who didn't believe a woman could hold a leadership position like vice president. Geraldine Ferraro and Sarah Palin had both run for vice president. Hillary Clinton had run for president. Kamala was only the fourth woman and the first woman of color to run at this level. Her father was black and her mother was Indian. People weren't used to seeing someone that looked like her running for the second highest office in the country. Some people were thrilled by the news, including many women of color. If Kamala Harris could be nominated for vice president, then maybe things were changing for women, and especially for women of color. Other voters had a more mixed reaction. They liked the fact that Kamala was a woman of color. They knew that it had taken far too long for a black or Southeast Asian woman to get a chance to be in power. But they didn't think Kamala was willing to push hard enough for change on topics like healthcare or law enforcement. Kamala knew there were doubters, but that was okay. She had been the first many times before. She had been the first black woman district attorney in California. She had been the first black woman to be elected Attorney General of California, and she had been the first black woman senator from California. She was used to fighting, so she was ready to fight doubt, and she was ready to fight for the American people. Chapter 1. Kamala and the Girls. Kamala Devi Harris was born in Oakland, California, on October 20, 1964. Her name means lotus flower, an important symbol in Indian culture. Kamala's father, Donald Harris, came from Jamaica to study economics at the University of California, Berkeley. Kamala Gopalan, her mother, came to Berkeley from India. She studied nutrition and endocrinology. She later became a breast cancer researcher. Both of Kamala's parents were involved in the civil rights movement of the 1960s, and that's how they met. Kamala remembers riding along in her stroller at protests and marches. Friends from the civil rights movement became as close as family, and Kamala grew up listening to them discuss the fight for racial justice and how they could change the world. Kamala's sister, Maya, was born in 1967. When Kamala was only 7 years old, her parents decided to get divorced. Her father remained involved in her life, but it was her mother who raised Kamala and her sister. The three became very close. Kamala knew that most Americans would think of Kamala and Maya as black women. She made sure that they were proud of their identity and that they were part of the black community in Oakland. They spent a lot of time at Rainbow Sign, a cultural center that featured black performers, speakers, and thinkers. They visited their father's family in Jamaica as well. But Kamala also kept Kamala and Maya in touch with their Indian roots. Family members from India came to visit them in California, and the girls also traveled to India a few times. Kamala's grandfather had been part of the fight for India's independence from Britain and had held high-level government posts. When she visited him in India, she would listen as he and his friends talked about politics. Her Indian grandmother worked to improve the lives of women in rural villages. Shyamala and the girls settled into an apartment in Berkeley, a city on the border of Oakland. Their neighborhood was mostly made up of working-class Black families. Kamala rode a bus to Thousand Oaks Elementary School, which was located in a wealthier part of Berkeley. She didn't know it at the time, but the bus ride was part of a national effort to integrate local schools. Integrate means to blend together. The idea was to bring kids from different races and classes together in schools. Because of the busing plan, Kamala went to a school with students from many types of backgrounds. She got to know people she might not have met without this plan. After school, Kamala and Maya often went to a neighbor's house until their mother came home from work at her research lab. Kamala took piano lessons and went to dance classes as well. At night, her mother loved to cook. She experimented with different recipes and found ways to make food fun. Kamala learned from her and became an excellent cook herself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?